Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis Driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary by discovering the Genesis GV70. That Genesis of Round Rock, bold design, advanced technology, and refined power redefines what modern luxury should feel like. And this month, you can enjoy low APR financing. How about 1.99% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 Genesis GV70 models? Go see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Well, looky here, looky here. Look what the cat drug in. And I'm not talking about Kyle Owen. I'm talking about the man you've heard for the last hour if you tuned in from 3 to 4. His name is Jeff Ward. Fresh off a glorious vacation. And I learned today he's going on another vacation next week. Who in the hell do you think you are, me? Come on now. Well, good. I'm glad you're back. Glad you're back.
I love my kids.
Yeah.
Vacations with kids are not vacations. Anyone that has a bunch of kids knows it's a ton of work.
Yeah.
You're worn. I'm worn out, man. If I swim anymore, my arms are going to fall off my body. And so next up, I go where I vacation.
Yes.
No human beings in sight. No talking. Just fly fishing.
Just fly fishing. Yes. Well, good for you.
And who knows if I ever return, but
well, good for you.
It was a good time, but.
Well, good.
Oof.
Tell you what, I missed you last week because I felt so bad. Look at
the I'm sitting by the ocean one day and I'm getting texts from Ed thinking, oh, he's got something fun going on, and I'm getting pictures of your face being cut wide open.
Oh.
Why would you send me those pictures?
I wanted sympathy. I wanted you to feel my pain.
What was going on?
I had a place in my face looked like one of those pot bunkers at Birkdale. It was so deep.
Wow. But
I've had a tough time with this. I guess because I'm getting older. They took a chunk off my leg here, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just really knocked me down.
Yeah.
But I got through it. And let me tell you what. I've got to applaud Kyle and Trey. They did a great job when you were gone. Neither of us did the show Tuesday because I'd had the surgery, and you were on your little excursion. I heard they had great reviews. We kept our license. That's what Mark Caesar messaged me. Ed, do you think we're going to get to keep our license? Yes, we're fine. But we had a wonderful time Wednesday and Thursday and Friday while you were gone. You know, had to get guests because I'm not like you. I can't talk to myself for 3 hours. But
hopefully there's an audience that we talk to.
Oh, yeah.
To ourselves only.
Got a great response.
Oh, well, yeah.
And there's audience when you just talk to yourself and the audience. But no, had a good week while you were gone. And I guess, Kyle, let's go to work next week when the great one's gone. Yeah.
That one, I wonder if Jeff ever comes back. One of these trips, Jeff's not coming back.
Okay, well.
And the one with the kids, I cannot wait to get on that plane again and rest.
Bless their hearts.
My arms are falling off.
Isn't that great to have a nonstop flight where you went?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm a small town guy. I marvel at planes. Just what, you're in a plane, then you're far away.
I don't know that I'm going anywhere if I can't go nonstop anymore.
I can't
stand it. Airports are such a hassle now.
Do you have all that pre-stuff and the check-in?
I do, too. Of course, my kids do not, so you have to stand in line.
Yeah.
Which is just a blast with a bunch of kids, but...
You took all the kids?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot.
All right. We'll take up two rows, Mr. Southwest Airlines.
Yeah. So, but the next trip... You never know. When Jeff hits the mountain, you don't know if he's coming back.
He doesn't care if it's football season right around the corner.
Don't care.
Yeah.
The solitude of a mountain and a stream and no human beings.
Now, come on. Now, there's got to be some other human beings there.
There's one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a dog.
Oh.
That's it. That's life. Fly fishing and a dog. A dog lying in a stream and fly fishing. Done. Mm-hmm. That's a metaphor for life.
Wow, that's gonna be a fun trip. Well, we had a great week of sports, and what a day yesterday with the British Open. and Ryan Fox winning from New Zealand in exciting matter, followed by the World Cup. And you're right. You told me this at the beginning of this World Cup. Seems like about 10 years ago. Defense wins, defense win.
Yeah.
And Espana, good God. And they only won 1-0, and I'm thinking it could.
I know, but it's a 1-0.
1-0, Jeff. That's what we say in the world of soccer.
Oh, is that right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I say that in soccer, 1-0.
In the Super Bowl, had the Patriots had no first downs and never crossed midfield, that's what that was.
And if the Patriots would have fought them after the game, too.
Well, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Argentina, the thuggishness caught up with them.
Really did.
In a good way, in the karma. And they've become like the Pistons of old, where when you're winning, people kind of dig it. And if they're fans of yours, and kind of dig it and think, ooh, that's a scrappy way to win. But when you finally look like that and get just schooled all over the field, people hate you.
Yeah.
And one wanted them to win in the end.
It was a terrible look at the end of the game, too, and after the game. And they're tackling people, and that's while the game's going on. They're very, very, very rough.
It's just goonish. Really, they didn't deserve to be there, but and there's no one outside of Argentina that wanted them to win.
Yeah.
No one wanted. No one wanted that thing to go to penalty kicks. That would have sucked.
Well, see, that was the deal that I hear from you and all the experts. If it would have gone to penalty kicks, Argentina probably would have won.
That's what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
Their goalkeeper, Martinez, was just out of this world.
Not the most phenomenal thing you've ever seen?
The guy had a broken hand, apparently, too.
Yeah.
That's just, and he's really, during the regular season, he plays in England. I never thought he was that good, but it was 19 shots to zero.
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen.
No. It was wild. It was wild. And Messi was not a factor.
No.
They were able to get in Messi's face. And some of the blocks the Spaniards made that one at the end of the game.
They are.
Upside the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had a concussion. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. But the way they defend, it would be like, if you watch a smothering basketball team, we just think it feels like they have more players on the field. And because they work so hard, their buy-in, it's a very cultural thing, their buy-in to the game itself is legendary, and they close space. Like, there's just no, you never get to breathe. The thing that separates Spain from anyone else that works that hard is they win the ball back, they can all do something with it.
Yeah.
They have 11 ball handlers. It's having a bunch of tall guards on the field who can defend and handle the ball. They have 11. They have 10 of those guys.
Mid second half, I looked up the Williams guys. What's the deal on this guy named
Nico Williams?
Williams. I thought, and his parents had a little paella one time in Barcelona, and they claim it.
That's right.
No, he's from starts with a P, not Pamplona, but something like that.
Oh, really? Yeah. He is a great player.
Oh, shoot.
I think he's only like 19 years old.
He's really good.
I mean, that's when they, I love that substitution. I love that guy. I mean, he's long. He covers a ton of ground. And like all Spaniards, he buys in. He works hard.
Yeah.
You don't see them slack off.
People have said now, I saw on TV some talking heads, they're the favorite to win in 4 years.
A lot of those guys are young.
Young, and Messi's goodbye.
I mean, they had three teenagers on the field.
Wow.
And they don't, but they play hard. Like Williams.
Fearless. They play fearless to me.
They take a great pride, and their coach is jacked.
Yeah.
He's all muscled up.
Is that coach? I thought the coach was the old man with gray hair.
Have you seen him get off the bus?
No.
He looks like Schwarzenegger at about 28 years old.
Wow.
He is jacked.
Really?
He's so big. The game is just, they just read it so well. I mean, it's stats don't lie.
Mm-hmm. It was a great outpouring. How many? 6 million fans, they said. Is that right?
Is
that
6 million?
6 billion. How many fans do they have? I've read that.
Wait, what do you mean fans?
Fans went to all the venues.
Oh, the total attendance.
Total attendance.
Oh,
yeah.
Total attendance. It generated $11 billion.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And I'll check that out. Cash Patel took a victory lap today, our FBI director.
It was $6.8 million.
$6.8 million. Okay, $6.8 million.
For
it's
total attendance.
For the total attendance.
In America, Canada, and Mexico.
Said it operated an unprecedented 99.7% capacity.
Yeah. But Cash Patel took a victory lap on the security, which I'm glad they did.
It was a home run here.
It was. It was giant.
It was a home run.
They couldn't get great leader off the
They couldn't get him off the stage. He's like an old guy said. He's like an old guy at Luby's. He won't leave.
Yeah, he was there.
He couldn't get him off.
The head of FIFA. Come on, Mr. I'm staying.
Yeah. He was just going to hang
out. Hello, my friend, Frederico. Yeah. Hello. You like paella?
You see the Spanish players doing the dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then they cut him out of the social media pictures.
Completely photoshopped him.
They photoshopped him out.
Oh, Lordy.
Which really pissed him off, but...
More tariffs on Spain.
The production was disgusting.
I thought halftime was great. God,
you've got to be kidding me!
Was so good.
There's no way.
Oh, do we have any audio of Madonna?
What do you mean? I did 30 minutes on it.
Madonna wasn't even there.
No,
it was all pre-recorded.
And that's not even Madonna. That's like some blonde Frankenstein.
No, you're not. You're wrong. That's Madonna in all her splendor.
How do you know? You can't. The pictures can't get close enough to that Frankenstein face.
Justin Bieber. Wow, what a talent he is. That was awful. I agree. That was just...
That was unbelievably bad. It's like you couldn't...
You didn't need to do that. You didn't need to do that.
I don't know. What do you want to hear? I got it all. I got the Brits reacting to it.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. Because...
Bloody hell. Bloody, bloody hell.
It was absolute trash.
It was no good. We needed to...
What was the point? Who was that for?
I guess for the soccer moms.
What was Tom Cruise doing?
He did the intro.
Why?
And stuff.
Why?
Because he's Tom Cruise. Dun, dun, dun. Damn it, I can't get off ESPN Mexico. Son of a gun.
Para el cierre de esta Copa del Mundo.
More than 30 days ago, 48 nations began a journey. They crossed oceans. They crossed borders. They crossed cultures.
They fought ice.
And together, they showed us why this game belongs to the world. From three countries across them, and from every corner of the globe, we
have witnessed. It was about, yeah, our nations are together, Jeff. You had nations present. You had great leaders there.
You had a bunch of guys in blue and white shirts, tomahawking dudes. Almost killed one guy.
I don't know what that was about. I might have been flipping it. I didn't see that.
You didn't see the Tom Cruise thing?
I saw Tom Cruise, but I didn't see...
No, I'm talking about Argentina, and then went out and just practically decapitated one guy.
Oh, after the game. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean we're all together?
Well, he tried to get that. We're all together as one. Put down the bomb.
Did I see Post Malone at one point, too? He was wandering around the... Yeah, no, I'm almost certain.
Really?
Yeah. That he was out there right before kickoff... play my talk sport friends who reacted to... There you go, right there.
God help me. Makes me vomit. The whole thing is just...
This is going to be your official review of the halftime show. We're going to take this very seriously.
Yep.
27 minutes and 22 seconds, the longest in World Cup history. Let's start with the pre-show, or the closing ceremony we had... I Show Speed, Nicole Scherzinger, Robbie Williams and Laura Pausini. They were singing, I don't know if you were aware of this, but FIFA have their own anthem called Desire. What did you make of the closing ceremony that was before the game itself, which felt entirely superfluous?
Like Robbie Williams hasn't been relevant in over a decade.
Can I just stop you there, Gabby? Yeah. I also thought that.
I was like,
he had a number one album this year. Yeah. Number one.
Yeah, but I was just looking at Rob Williams like, let it go, mate. Come on.
He's got a good agent, though, getting these gigs. Maybe get you.
I love the guy. First of all, their shows are just better than ours. They just got an attitude about them. There's no reacting to this dude right here. He's my favorite.
He makes me vomit. The whole thing is just... words fail me. I mean, just fail me. Reduces a tournament to that. It's unbelievable.
You didn't feel inspired by Tom Cruise there? No.
No, I felt physically ill.
Not physically unwell. Well, that was then followed by the Louis Vuitton case encasing the World Cup trophy, we didn't
they
need any more reminder of what we're doing.
Out in a Louis Vuitton case.
Why,
I don't know why, because they can.
I think the NBA has been doing that too.
And I, Louis Vuitton pays for this?
I guess.
Oh. Now, I mean, people hate FIFA for good reason. It's just corrupt.
Yeah.
It's corrupt. But, all right, so move to the next one. There's Madonna's in there. Do you know who she was, the two dudes in the clown suits?
No, I know she's got a lot of young black guys. She, half of them are boyfriends. They're her lovers, her backup dancers.
What?
Oh, yeah, she, her backup.
With that Frankenstein face?
Oh, yeah.
She, no one's having sex with her.
She foots all the bills. No, she's had no.
No.
I've read this. She's had cosmetic work, not only on her face, but
why
on her...
Why didn't they show her up close then? What?
She's had cosmetic
you
work.
Just say?
Not only on her face, but her...
Yeehaw!
Yeah. She's a new woman.
What's happening?
I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Madonna. Her face is fixed, where she's got... I know she has a terrible facelift.
Whoever did that needs to lose her license.
Well, she's awfully tight, isn't it? Yeah.
What do you mean? She's Frankenstein.
Well,
what?
Not very good work.
Okay, that's not the point. What else did you just say?
I said she not only has had, and you can read this on People, read it today, she not only has had cosmetic work on her face, but her breast, her buttocks, her stomach, her legs, and her hee-haw. Yeah.
Hee-haw.
I can't say it. I don't want to say the word because we may have kids listening. I'll just call it a hee-haw.
What are you talking about? Seriously, what are you talking about?
You're not. Don't be brown with naive.
I think I might be.
Think about it.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting she's had all types of cosmetics.
I know that. She looks like Frankenstein.
To reinvigorate
I'm not concerned
her sexual
now.
Body parts. I'll say that.
I gotta leave. I'm leaving.
You've never heard about this?
No.
It's common sense.
Common sense?
Not common sense.
Who the hell would have sex with her?
One of the dudes, her dancers, and she foots the bill for everything. She probably pays them for sex.
Where are you getting this?
People Magazine. TMZ. Daily Mail. New York Post, all my most reliable.
What was the point?
I don't know. Why she's
seriously?
She's
what was
yesterday's news? I agree.
It was just stupid. Wasn't even there.
It's. See, I didn't know that. I thought she was.
Yeah,
there.
Play the first part there, Kyle. I've got it all set up.
I thought she was there.
No. Well, I mean, she walked out, and I assume because she can't get sun on her face because she's Frankenstein.
It doesn't look that bad.
The camera's 80 yards away. She's a hideous beast.
See, those are the backup singers, her lovers.
Okay, so the two guys that rode out in the clown car with her while they're wearing clown suits are famous Brazilian players.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have no idea why they're there. Those two guys. I have no idea what the point was.
You don't look that bad. Come on, you're being a little harsh.
No, she's
Frankenstein.
You're
not acting like a feminist today.
She's Frankenstein.
Jack it up, Kyle. I dig it. Jack it up. Yeah.
That song about 30 years ago?
Boy, she can still dance.
And then the Korean Backstreet Boys were there. What was up with that?
I don't know. Okay, I watched some. I said, I don't want to get... And it was ridiculous because every other... Why do you have this? You don't need that. We have a Super Bowl.
It didn't happen in the rest of the world.
No, it never happens in other World Cups.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it was 27 minutes long, which, you know, we do the Super Bowl, it's an hour.
Yeah, they said it was going to be 11. That's what they said right before the game. They were like, it's going to be 11. They said it was going to be 11 minutes. They said it was going to be 18-minute halftime, 11 minutes a show, and it turned into 27.
Is that because of Justin Bieber?
Probably for all of them. I don't know. They probably are just lying.
Did I see the Muppets, too?
Yeah, the Muppets were there. And Sesame Street.
Okay.
Great leader. Jenna Bush, a lot of Hollywood stars, Tom Cruise, Jenna Bush. Oh, yeah.
Did you see Wimby? He probably bought the tickets because he thought France was going to make it.
Yeah, I saw Wimbenyama.
Alcaraz, the tennis player, our friend Sergio Garcia was there from Austin. Yeah.
Okay.
Great Spanish.
Mick Jagger.
Jagger was there.
I just thought, I hope he went somewhere during the halftime show.
He's friends with Madonna, man. He would have loved to be. He would have loved to been on the stage with Madonna.
Stop that. Stop.
Having like a battle of, I can't get no satisfaction. And she'd sing, like a virgin. And he'd go back and forth. That would have been cool.
You think he would have performed with Madonna?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Tight entertainment community, Jeff. You get it? Come on.
She's not an entertainer. She's Frankenstein.
Oh, wow. For you older women out there who have gotten cosmetic work.
If somebody has done to your face, I'll put you in contact with DJC Law. You have a case. If someone does to your face what they've done to her head, you have a malpractice case.
Well, let me just say,
that's what I have to say.
She's a walking billboard for plastic surgery.
In the worst kind of way.
Well, not according to some people who've investigated, who've experienced the new Madonna.
Again, what are you talking about?
Her new body. She's almost had a full body replacement.
I'm sure she has, and she looks like hell.
Well, okay.
And apparently can't even sing anymore.
Oh, you didn't think that was singing? That was her
singing? That was a song. There was a song playing, like, on a speaker. She wasn't even performing that stupid disco song. That song is 25 years old.
She might have sung it 25 years ago. And
okay.
You know.
In a studio.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let her outside because her face would melt.
It's all fantasy, Jeff. It's all the world of fantasy.
All right.
Yeah.
I was on the treadmill, and I really thought I said earlier I'd done acid, but somebody corrected me and said it was meth that I had done.
Mm.
I just felt like that whole thing wasn't really happening.
We got to take a break.
Couldn't believe what I was seeing.
We've got to take a break. So much to talk about. SEC Media Days today. Our boys were down there this morning. We'll talk about what the commissioner said. We'll talk about some preseason polls, quarterbacks, rankings, and a big AD in the Midwest says he's leaving after the year. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised he hadn't been fired about 85 times.
How did he last this long?
We'll talk about that and much, much more when we return to 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
You're on the show.
Oh, I'm on the show right now. Oh,
that's how that works.
We're just talking about things that Jeff missed last week while he was frolicking.
I knew it.
Yeah. You got news down there where you were? You got news?
Yes, I have a phone. Yeah.
You have a phone?
It's amazing.
Did you?
Yeah, okay. I have the internet.
Yeah.
Now, next week I will not. So whatever nude pictures you send are not, not going to.
Next medical procedure I'll send.
Right. Whatever.
Hey, you want to see my vasectomy?
You're going to send me the pictures.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin with the Texas Tech thing.
Well, I was shocked when the story broke. The Athletic had it first about Cody Campbell's $264,000 donation to Ken Paxton's campaign. And then we learned a few days later, his business partner and another guy involved with Tech Athletic gave the same amount. So it's almost $750,000. And the very next day, Paxton writes a letter to the Big 12. You mess with Tech, and we're going to sue you for $200 million. That's us, man. He's representing us, the state of Texas.
Yeah, that's the dumbest investment these guys have made, because not only did it not work, it blew the whole thing up in your face.
It did.
He got his ass handed to him, and then Tech did too, because you knuckleheads got him involved. Mm-hmm. It blew the whole thing up on all of you. And to hear now this Campbell guy say, oh, that donation had nothing to do with that. Really?
That's so preposterous.
This guy's a piece of work, man.
Good gosh. The guy is running that university. You know, I know Colby, and we didn't. Did you hear about the Texas Football Magazine cover? Okay, well, that was big because Kyle brought it in and said, look what I got in the mail. On the cover of Texas Football Magazine, Dave Campbell's.
Okay.
Big picture of Joey McGuire in the center.
Yeah.
To his right, our left, is Cody Campbell.
On the magazine cover?
On the cover. And then there's Kirby Hallcutt, and there's two little pictures of a couple of Tech players I didn't know who they were.
One single picture of a Tech player. Yeah, and it was tiny.
Yeah. How embarrassing. But can you imagine?
I'm embarrassed for them.
You put a donor, you put a board of regent.
After this?
Yeah, you put him on the cover of Texas Football.
Well, I mean, if for people that don't live in a bubble in West Texas, this is what I was talking about a while back. This guy's not, I mean, I shouldn't say it doesn't help you. He finances you. But this was an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew up in your face. Had you laid low and not acted like this, I don't know what would have happened. I'm not sure the same result. The Big 12 went and hired a law firm that's smarter than the guy who might be United States Senator, which isn't saying a whole lot. But you paid him to go try to shake down college football. That's what you paid him to do. And then the Big 12 hired a good law firm, unlike the Attorney General, who kicked his ass to the curb and Tech 2. And next thing you know, Brendan Sorsby is sitting at home hitting range balls.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a dumpster fire, mostly because you MAGA dudes went out and got your friend to try to scare everybody, and the whole thing blew up in your face. And you didn't have a quarterback because of it.
And the thing on the Texas football, the AD, Kirby, who I've always had good, I met him through a lot of my great Tech people, he's now going, well, we're number one. We're the top athletic department in the state. We run this state. And then after the debacle with...
He said they run the state.
Oh, yeah, we run the athletics. We run it. We're number one. We run the state.
What does that mean?
That we're better than Texas and better than A&M because we've got the most money. Then, I guess it was 2 days later, broke Thursday or Friday.
Better at what?
Getting money from a rich billionaire.
So they're the top athletic department in the state.
Yeah.
But based on what?
Money.
Their opinion.
Influence themselves, I think.
Themselves,
yeah,
exactly.
Themselves.
Breathing your own exhaust fumes, man.
And then, I guess it broke Thursday or Friday, the announcement that they sold the naming rights to Jones Stadium. 15 years, $75 million deal.
Yeah.
Eliminating the Jones family from it and the Galaxy.
I guess AT&T is out.
Was AT&T's it AT&T's out. Yeah, it was. AT&T 20 years ago. But they kept it Jones AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, that I don't think is... I mean, I wouldn't fault somebody for doing that because I think everybody will try to do that as fast as they can.
Well, we talked about it here. They damn sure better not do it to DKR Texas Memorial Stadium.
Give them time, they will.
I don't think Del Conte will.
Sure.
I don't think so, Jeff.
Well, where are you? You call me naive.
Mm-hmm.
You're being naive.
Well, I think
they don't need the money now. But if things, as things escalate, they're not going to miss a chance to go make $100 million themselves.
Well,
they're not.
I'm sounding like, and a lot of the Tech people were really mad. You don't. I just don't think you mess with the name. And I told Kyle, and we talked about when they did change the name of. To DKR, when there was a big hubbub about that.
I said, well, there should have been. Memorial Stadium had a point.
Memorial Stadium had a point. I mean, you added Coach Roll's name, and we went on. But I can't imagine eliminating DKR.
I can.
Texas Memorial Stadium, make it Google Stadium. I can't imagine.
I can't. I mean, I can. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I see it. I think it has to be too soon, but as this cost escalates... As the war for money escalates, they'll do it. They will. I feel perfectly comfortable saying that. They'll do it.
And this Galaxy, whatever they are, the AI place, well, they're going to be heavy participators.
I hope they got their money up front.
In NIL stuff, NIL things.
Sure.
With the players.
Well.
It's you know, you've got the Rafael Cruz Senate Committee. And
he's financed by the MAGA guy, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's not there because he cares that much about college sports.
And he doesn't
He's there for one reason.
He didn't know much about college football. Let's be honest. Rafael's getting all his running and walking instructions from Cody and some other guys. And you got to remember, the SEC commissioner said today, we're still against it. And you're talking about Texas and Texas A&M, boys and girls. We're still against it. And it doesn't sound like they're going to move from the deal, which I'm glad. I believe in some of the core things, but not of this revenue sharing. And we're going to a super conference. Get your head out of the sand.
The MAGA money guy who then got his buddy Ken Paxton to try to shake everybody down for it to blow up in his face. In the bill are a bunch of nice, flowery things about Olympic and women's sports. And I'm not going to say the guy doesn't care, but the main focus of that bill is the absolute fear, justified fear, that Texas Tech has that A&M and Texas are going to run off to us. That's what Rafael Cruz is doing. That's what his money is about. He's thinking, I'm Jerry Jones of college football with no salary cap. I will not be left behind. This will be my shiny toy. Mm-hmm. And he has a very real fear of A&M in Texas and the powers running off and leaving them behind. That's why Rafael Cruz is dancing in front of other United States senators to keep Texas Tech from being left behind. And imagine a world, and I do imagine this, where that Super League happens and Texas Tech is not included. Imagine if this guy went so far as to hire Ken Paxton to shake people down and have it blow up in his face. Imagine what he does when the Super League happens and he's left out.
I may be Brownwood naive on this, but I think with all their money, they can buy themselves into the Super Conference. I think they will. They'll get in somehow. There'll be some schools like Miami, Tech, Florida State. I think they'll buy their way in because of him.
I think they'll keep him out because of him.
I don't think so. I may be Brownwood name.
I think you
that.
Are.
Really?
Yep. I don't think he's helping their brand at all. I don't think if the end game is I want to be included with the superpowers, I don't think this is the way to get there. I think it's backfiring.
Mm.
I think just the opposite. I think, and I wouldn't blame him. Nothing to do with Texas Tech at all. This guy has become you're the face of your franchise in a bad way. It's not a good look. And if I were the SEC or I were the Big Ten, this garbage about who they're afraid of them, that's not it. I don't need that guy running around mucking everything up. There's nothing he won't leave alone. He thinks he runs everything. And if you let them into the whatever you want to call the league, you don't think he's going to jump and mess around with that stuff too? I wouldn't want him near me if I were a Super League. It's like having Jerry Jones with no salary cap. It's like, shut up, man. Leave us alone for a while. Mm-hmm. Go away. I think he's a problem for them. I do think he would offer any amount of money to buy his way in. I think he would find any political power he could, again.
He will get Donald Trump and get Rafael Cruz.
I think if you had,
he would get 30, Ken Paxton.
If you had 30 teams, if you combine the Big Ten and the SEC, and you throw Miami in there, and he pulled all of them. Would you guys want them? And not because of Tech and Joey McGuire or anything like that stuff. He's the problem.
Mm.
And ADs, I bet across the board would say, we want no part of that guy.
I don't know.
He's not a good disruptor. He's become Tech loved the story, and I agree with it.
It was a great story when they got the players
story.
And they get the playoffs. And
they wanted to be a disruptor. He's now become the story, and the minute he went the Ken Paxton move and it backfired, it just set everybody. It made everyone aware. He's running that place, and he'll try to take over anything he can because he thinks he's untouchable.
He got spanked on this one.
Oh. It was awful.
You got spanked big time.
I mean, I'm sure, I don't know what he says to, Ken Paxton hasn't been in the country with his girlfriend or whatever.
Oh, she's a lovely woman.
Oh, is she? That's great.
Yeah, lovely. I call her the ice woman because they went to Iceland and London.
Good. For the 4th of July, huh?
Yeah. Well, don't you go to Iceland for the 4th of July?
Yeah, with somebody else's wife.
Somebody else's wife.
Sure.
And that Jimmy Tallarico, he goes with that pot smoker Willie Nelson.
Yeah, that's right.
What is he thinking?
But I'd love to hear the phone call from the MAGA money guy to Ken Paxton. Hey, bud, where did you go to law school?
Yeah,
you
what,
just got your ass kicked.
What happened here?
I just lost
what the
my
hell
money
happened here?
And my quarterback.
Yeah. What happened?
You were supposed to shake him down, and those Stanford grads beat you sideways.
Yeah. The New York Times is going to win the Big 12. We know that.
I think they will.
I don't know that.
Well, your deal is that Houston game, the third game of the year.
I don't know. I don't know how good BYU is. I don't know.
They got the chubby quarterback who I like. He'll run into a wall for you.
I mean, I'm sure Texas Tech will have better defensive athletes than Houston, and ultimately that wins them a game. But if they didn't win the league, it would be an utter embarrassment. This is a train wreck of a year if they don't win the Big 12. You're not getting the tournament without it. No. Big 12 is getting one team in. Yeah. And if that team is on the bubble and that's Tech, you think those committees are going to vote them in?
Unless they pay the committee members. You know?
Okay. I guess.
Unless they maybe Putin, the committee members are at the DFW
it's like
airport.
FIFA or something.
Yeah.
That could be. That may happen too. But the New York Times, what did it say? Gross.
Yeah.
Just called the whole thing gross. It's just gross. It's just a bad look.
Gotta admit, they try. They're trying their best.
No, he does.
Okay. Get Ken. We're gonna call Ken. Send him a check.
He does.
Let's send a big check. And he's going to write a letter.
I don't believe in a private moment. If you ask Joey McGuire if he was happy with all this, I don't believe for a single. This is exactly what happened at SMU. Those dudes run right over everyone.
That was Governor Clements and the boys.
And they make you look bad in the process. Tech's better than that. You don't need this.
No, you don't need that.
You don't need this. You've now become a leper in the sport, not because of anything your coach did or even Brendan Sorsby for that matter. It's how you escalated the fight that made it worse.
Yeah.
How did it work out for Brendan Sorsby? How's all this worked out now?
What's he going to do?
He's got nothing.
He got nothing. I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
As Mayo said in Officer and Gentleman.
Yeah.
I'm not going. I got nothing. I got nowhere to go. Just keep him away from his phone. And they say he's going to be in Lubbock part of the time, working on his craft, getting ready for the draft. Yeah.
I hope it works out for him.
I got no sympathy for him. He screwed himself by all the bets. And
okay. But His money guy did not help him.
Now, we got to take a break. After this break, more, I want to talk about what the commissioner of the SEC said, Greg Sankey, said today down at Tampa. Aaron Hogan and Jackie were down there for it. Talk about that. I think he's serious. I'll talk about the split. I think it could come sooner than later. Back with more 102.7 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Back on the show, we've been talking the World Cup. España won, Spain won yesterday. Gosh, your man from France won the golden boot for the most goals.
Yeah.
Mbappe. What about my big guy from Norway? What did he win?
I don't know, but the stuffed raccoon he brought for
Texas.
And they've sold out of the stuffed raccoons and the boots that he wears.
Wow. That's great.
He finished, I don't know where he finished, with 8 goals or something like that. It was Mbappe, Messi.
Messi was second, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I watched the France-England third place
game. We were down at Dirties, and, you know, England went to the big lead. Here came France. What did you think about that?
I think neither one of them cared.
Yeah.
Except the goal of the tournament happened in that game, and that was, what's his name, for Jude Bellingham. Took a ball about 60 yards and beat about 5 dudes to score. It was the goal of the tournament.
Yeah.
Basically, walked in the goal.
Yeah. Granted, no one was trying. They were all falling down.
Where was the goalie?
You got juked.
Really?
Yeah. So, it's so weird. Can you imagine a sport? Can you imagine the NFC and AFC losers
playing
for third place?
They used to do that.
They did?
Oh, yes. We talked about that last week with Kyle and Trey. Yeah, they did that for many, many years.
Wait.
Yes,
When did it last happen?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a long time.
They played for third place.
Yes, they played for third place. Back then, it might have been, I don't know if it was pre-merger or not, but no, that happened.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah, and remember the NCAA did that, too. NCAA did it as well.
What do you mean?
NCAA basketball, they had a third and fourth.
You're right.
Yeah, they had a consolation game.
Third place game went from 60 to 69.
60 to 69.
All at the Orange Bowl in Miami.
Yeah, 60 to 69. I remember the Cowboys played in a few of them after their losses in the 60s to the Packers. Yeah. And nobody cared. It was stupid because people could get injured.
Yeah.
It was meaningless. Who gives a rip?
What cracks me up is FIFA said they did the hydration breaks for health reasons. They turn around and send two teams to Miami in the middle of the afternoon, 2 days after they've played, to play another game for third place.
And then
That's how concerned they are with health.
And then they send the championship game still to New York. We talked about this extensively last week. All the smoke there, and there was concern that people would be croaking.
Right.
But it rained in New York and cleared out all the stuff. Yeah. They got lucky.
Yeah. Well, those guys, I mean, some of them were playing. I mean, it was, I don't know. I mean, it's completely pointless. So, I mean, had there been somebody other than Spain would have beaten anybody. That result would have been...
Sure.
They were the best team in the tournament.
Back on football, how would the intensity be if it would have been... It had been Denver versus the Rams for third and fourth place after the NFC and AFC championship games last year.
It would look like the Pro Bowl used to look.
Oh, yeah. Nobody
remember
playing.
That? You wouldn't even really tackle anybody. You would just kind of put your arms around them.
Yeah. It would look like Tupelo.
I mean, Harry Kane didn't play at all.
Tupelo?
Yeah. Harry Kane didn't even get on the field, and he shouldn't have. That'd been crazy. Mbappe played, though, which is just nuts, and played hard, which is nuts to me.
I think he wanted the golden boot.
Yeah, he probably had a big bonus for that. That's probably true. But now Spain would have beaten anybody. Did you enjoy that final or not? Because I know you...
Did I enjoy it?
Yeah, people are starting to learn the nuances.
I enjoyed it because of the amazing goalkeeping, and I enjoyed it because I'm going, Spain just looks so dominating. Spain looks so dominating, and they move the ball so much better. And they blocked all those shots. I enjoyed it because I kept thinking for the drama, and someone kept on saying that, oh, man, Argentina's holding out. They want to get in the shootout.
Hey, the last two minutes, they almost... I love that stuff.
Can
you imagine what an absolute travesty it would have been at that game? One team outshot the other 19-0, and that game ends up in penalty kicks, and the team with zero shots wins...
Hey, that's the way the ball bounces, my friend.
That's not right.
That's where the soccer ball bounces.
Yeah, I know, but that would have been disgusting. I mean, I have no idea which team would have had the advantage, but that would have been ridiculous.
I kept on reading that Argentina would have had the advantage.
That's what I hear. Yeah. I don't know why. Why are they saying that?
The record, because they're great
on penalties.
Yeah,
and their keeper was out of his mind.
He's just taking
a beating, man. So, yeah, I mean, people who need to see a 6-5 soccer game are not going to like that. It's like the same thing about, do you really want to watch a 15-14 baseball game? And a 3-2 game has skill. That's what that 1-0 game, it's not really 1-0. There's a lot to that.
A lot of my friends were upset because of the tiki-taka, the way they play, the passing.
Bounce it back and forth.
And it works, and it's really technical.
Yeah, they wear you out, too.
Explain what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I'll give you kind of a weird, quirky history. So it's funny is a lot of the Spanish style of play, where a guy doesn't touch the ball more than twice, like the ball goes back and forth a lot. Or you don't see them dribbling the ball around. You see them moving it.
Sort of like pass.
There's a term for that, and they started doing this in Barcelona. But it's funny is I think the roots of that go back to a Dutch player. Johan Cruyff was a legendary player. The Dutch were like the first to say, I want 10 players that can all handle the ball. And we don't care what the position is. They're all just going to be able to handle the ball. He's a great player for Holland. He goes on to play for Barcelona, then coach Barcelona. And a lot of people think that he's the one that taught them this way to play. And it's lived on ever since where the ball does the work. I'll make defenders chase this ball all over the field, and I'll pick you apart and ultimately then find a way. It's sort of like an East-West Coast passing game.
It was a perfect situation for Spain because Argentina was down to 10 guys, too. It was just like...
But they were owning them even... I think they tripled them in passes completed.
Mm.
I mean, even when they had... The problem that Argentina would run into is they basically play with 10 anyway because Lionel Messi doesn't do anything except wait. And so he doesn't defend. So now all of a sudden, the English call it chasing shadows. That ball is bouncing all over the field, and you're chasing it around with 10, then you're really chasing it with 9.
Can your friend Anthony Precor, who owns the Austin FC, open up that checkbook and get some of them Spanish players over here to play for Austin FC? Maybe get some of them players from France, maybe some from Argentina, or maybe get some of those guys from, what was that little island?
Cape Verde. I'll take some of those guys.
Get the Cape Verde dude. Dude, the goalkeeper.
Okay.
Ken Anthony, would you call Anthony Precor? Yeah. Anthony, Jeff Ford, son's in the band. We need better players. Open up the checkbook.
Yeah. And he's going to say, no. My margins are at 80%. It doesn't matter that the team sucks. Why would I spend all... No. You're not buying those guys away from...
Damn it.
That's like saying... could Texas State get Dak Prescott to come back and play for them and absorb the $250 million deal or whatever it is? No, they're, you know, most of those guys, I don't know if most of them are Barcelona players, but a lot of them are. I mean, they're all on big clubs.
Any of those guys play in the Premier League over in?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I think two or three of them do.
And when does the Premier League start?
The hairy left back plays in the Premier League.
Pardon me?
The very hairy left back.
Oh, they got a lot of hair.
Yeah. He's
now,
a solid player.
When can I see Premier League stuff again? When can I?
Right, about end of August.
End of August?
Yeah. There's MLS starts back up. Here's the big question. I really like the commissioner of the MLS. He's worked really hard. The MLS has really improved. Does this, like, for you, you like the World Cup. You started getting into it.
Yeah,
like,
I watched every game. I'm going to miss it.
People who know sports can figure out soccer.
Yeah.
Like, it's not rocket science.
Yeah.
Do you think you would try to watch an MLS game now?
Yeah, I think, I want to go to an Austin FC game. Yeah,
right, but
sure.
Would you sit down and watch one on TV now?
An MLS game?
Yeah.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
I want to see the premier guys. I want to see, that big raccoon guy from Norway.
Well, let me
roll. I want to see Mbappe. I want to see Harry Kane.
Yeah.
I want to see the players. I'm going to see my guy Pickford, the goalie from England. I'm going to see
none of those guys are in the MLS and nothing even close.
Damn it.
See, that's what I don't know. I think it's great that more people are into the game and kind of get it, but I think all it's going to do is get you to watch the Premier League. Now, I don't know that people are going to want to migrate to the MLS because the product you're going to see is not the same.
All right, 5 o'clock. We got to
watching. It's watching Seattle and the Rams play,
mm-hmm.
And then you know what? I really can't wait to see Texas State and UTSA play.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to look completely different.
Snake firing, babe.
Yeah.
Snake farm.
It's going to look completely different.
All right, we got to take a break. After the break, I promise we'll talk about the SEC meetings. We'll talk about some preseason polls. Ward Manuel stepping down from Michigan, and much, much more. This is 102.7. Your home for ESPN. And don't forget, Aaron and Jackie will be at the SEC Media Days again tomorrow morning, live on 102.7 ESPN, beginning at 6 a.m. Don't miss that. Back with more right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.